This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Continues every day. It's kind of a wild ride here on the DJV program. Today is the 19th of June. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and you, the focus on what's going on. I suppose I should go right to you, Jennifer, because the chants were allowed 4 more years, 4 more. Or did they do that at the rally?
Oh, yeah. They did a lot of chanting. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So well, 4 more years. Yes.
Some really good news, though, for President Trump. What do you mean, yes or no?
Yes. Well, some people say yes, and some people say no.
Oh, you're answering your own chant. I see.
4 more. No, 2 more years. No more years, some people would be yelling.
Is looking for 4 more years, and you had Melania Trump and Vice President Mike Pence, Donald Trump Jr., all out on stage trying to help him get there in Orlando. He had a capacity crowd, an overflow crowd of quite a few people who were watching kind of in the parking lot of the Amway Center in Orlando. But the big news for the president is that in a 24-hour period, so from yesterday at this time to today at this time, the president has raised $24.8 million in less than 24 hours surrounding his launch of his campaign. The top Democratic candidate so far in fundraising in a 24-hour period is Joe Biden. He raised $6 million. I think maybe $6.3 million in his first 24 hours. That seems to be important to the candidates to have that 24-hour number. Of course, the fundraising in general matters, and Joe Biden has made over $20 million, the president making more than that.
I ask you a question?
Sure.
I remember last time around, he made a big deal of not wanting contributions. He didn't want people to contribute to his campaign.
Well, corporate backing. He did want contributions.
Is he still holding on to no corporate backing?
I don't know if he's making that a big deal. I haven't heard him, but I don't know. I think right now they're trying to do a cash grab. Remember, it cost Hillary Clinton $100 million to lose in 2016. So these elections cost a ton of cash.
Well, the radio industry is gearing up for the biggest, in terms of advertising push, of any category of all time next year. The word is on the street that $8 billion plus will be spent on the election cycle next year. It was $4 billion plus 4 years ago, and it was $1 billion 4 years before that, and it was $400 million 4 years before that. So look at the amount of money there is involved in these races. Yeah. Advertising agencies make careers now. There are some advertising agencies that just specialize in doing political ads, period.
Well, it comes from, because it's not only national
big
candidates,
money,
but it's local candidates, it's oppositions.
But the money is coming from people
now
who want influence.
Right?
They want to buy their way into getting these people elected so they get what they want. It's the way it works. It's worse now than ever.
So, in any case, the big new update is that he raised $24.8 million in less than 24 hours. That seems to be what's coming out of the RNC right now. Mm-hmm. I had actually started with a polarizing topic. There's a new survey out of people's favorite and least favorite vegetables. Any guesses as to what would be the most popular and least popular vegetable?
No.
And no, Hillary Clinton is not on the list.
Least popular, my personal pick would be lima beans.
Ooh, that's a good one.
But I also hate Brussels sprouts, but I know that like everyone loves them now because they're all cooked in bacon fat and people don't realize that you're just eating a stinky little mini cabbage, but it's covered in bacon so it tastes better. But I would say, lima beans worst and best might be broccoli.
All right, Dougie.
Let's see, peas. I hear you all complaining about peas.
Yeah, I don't like
peas. I happen
peas
to like them, but a lot of people don't like them. And also various types of squash not being on the list, I would think. As far as the best, I'm only speaking for myself, corn, I love corn and green vegetables.
That's America's favorite vegetable. Corn. I knew you would
because
get
it's
that
not
one.
A real vegetable.
Because it's sugary.
It's just starch. Starch.
That's
exactly.
Why Americans yeah. like it.
Zero nutritional value.
And by the way, number two on the list, potatoes. So you're right about that.
There we go.
America.
It does. Well, thank you. I represent the heart of America. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. The corn thing actually does have value. I was looking up all of the vegetables that have protein because I don't eat meat. So I'm looking for protein from various sources, and I supplement with protein, but I also am eating all those veggies. Most of them are green, but corn is in there, which actually quite surprised me, Jennifer, when I looked at it, because I thought, as Kara just said, it's all starch. But there's some protein value to eating corn.
Yeah, there's still some nutritional
value. Yeah, I guess I just mean it doesn't have nearly as much value as other green vegetables, which is why. And it, you know,
you might.
Tastes a lot
what was the protein value? What was the protein value? I'd be very surprised if
like
it's more than
4% or something. Yeah, it's not high.
Yeah. Well, this is from Veggie Tracker and a Dr. Prager who put together this poll. So America's favorite vegetables are not green.
Well, Prager is a company, Dr. Prager makes vegetable. They have all kinds of patties, veggie patties and things. You go to the organic section of the grocery store, you'll see Dr. Prager spelled the same way as Dennis does, P-R-A-E-G-E-R. All kinds of those things in that department. Yeah.
So there's not many green vegetables, at least in the top five. You've got corn, potatoes, carrots, tomatoes, onion. The most favorite green vegetable are green beans, which I can see. Rounding out the list, cucumbers, broccoli, cabbage, and peas in the favorite category. America's least favorite vegetables. Turnips, which I love. I think this is a bad rap. Beets, not a fan. Radishes, I love those.
I love
Brussels
beets.
Sprouts, me too. Well, my dad loves beets. I love radishes. Those are my favorite. Brussels sprouts, artichoke, eggplant, butternut squash, zucchini, mushrooms, and asparagus round up the list of the top 10 least favorite vegetables in America.
Right. All right, can we go back to the president for a second?
Sure.
You know, Senator Tammy Duckworth, who's from Illinois, was in the Iraqi war. The president has said, wants to redirect Pentagon resources to the U.S.-Mexican border. Wasn't that last week? Congress said no to it. She said, if anything, he's cut funding for our military readiness. He's stealing from the military. He's sending troops to the border to sit around in the desert, thousands of miles from where these migrants are, instead of going to training. I don't know enough about this. I just wondered what your thought was
it's
about
a political statement.
Yeah.
Because the president has spent more on the military. If you remember, people were going nuts about how much money he gave to the military.
Way too much money.
He's made it not a pet project, because that diminishes it, but he's made it a top priority of his administration to take care of vets and to do better for them. So I think what she's getting at is if you're reallocating resources to the border, then you're somehow stripping the military. What I actually think is that our border is our most important line of defense. People are coming in here now from Africa. People are coming in here from other countries for nefarious reasons. It's not just people who are looking for a better life here. And I think it is very possible for us to lose our southern border if we don't defend it. And I don't mean a war. I mean a defense. And those military people that are out there are not even allowed to really use their firearms or their weapons or their military training. They're there to show force. So I think what she's doing is probably politically motivated like what a lot of people are doing these days. Yeah, that would be my guess.
What a shocker that is. 15 past the hour on the DJV program. Here's something else that really is shocking. There are people who have been making claims, Charles Pixley is one of them, over the past 20, 25 years, that there's something in Canada, a sulfur drug called 714X. 714X, it is built around sulfur, which apparently, upon my investigation, is found in lots of different drugs that are very helpful. And in this circumstance, it supposedly treats or attacks the tumors that are so much a part of what people have to live with cancer. The product he discovered was 714X. That was a Canadian product. And he organized a team of doctors to research 714X and test it. He's written a book called Do No Harm with 714X. And in the book, Pixley asks, what's happened to the healing arts in America? Telling the truth is not something that we're getting from doctors. So this is an inexpensive homeopathic solution that he found, approved in Canada back in July of 1990, 714X, causes the body to reject cancer without side effects. A lot of doctors have investigated this and agreed with Pixley, Robert Atkins, Dr. Atkins, one of them, matter of fact. So anyway, the story of Pixley, he went on the offensive, took on the government, lost, went to jail for 18 months for trying to promote this stuff. Now he's back and he's written this book. So if you'd like to find out more about 714X, if you got somebody in your family who's going through this, if my former wife, Tony, was still alive, I'd go through, although she'd never take it because she'd never do anything her doctor didn't tell her to do. But this is something no doctor's going to tell you to do. But you do the research yourself, figure it out, read the book. Do No Harm with 714X. Get a copy for $10 now when you use the promo code DJV at 714xbook.com. That's 714xbook.com, promo code DJV. I think education is the best medicine, actually. You get a lot of it here. 714xbook.com, promo code DJV. Can you imagine going to jail and losing everything? Having your book banned? Sounds kind of crazy, doesn't it? Well, there's a fellow named Charles Pixley, and that's exactly what happened after he discovered a product called 714X and organized a team of doctors to do research and test it. In his book, Do No Harm with 714X, Pixley asked what happened to the healing arts in America. Cancer alone has become a big business. Is the FDA and Big Pharma holding back treatments and cures to protect their multi-billion dollar diagnosis and treatment businesses? After decades of research, months in prison, and 22 years of silence, Charles Pixley is speaking out again. His book, Do No Harm with 714X. You can get a copy of it for $10 when you use the promo code DJV at 714xbook.com. That's 714xbook.com, promo code DJV. Education is the best medicine. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Interesting news from London, and this is not about Piers Morgan, although he thinks everything is about him. This is about that Grenfell Tower fire. Remember that a couple of years ago?
Oh, yeah.
Families of those who died taking legal action against three companies, and they're in the United States. Refrigerator maker Whirlpool, manufacturer Arconic, insulation maker Celotex, named in the suit, says Whirlpool refrigerator responsible for starting the fire, and Celotex insulation acted as an accelerant. This was an old building, though. The Grenfell Tower, wasn't that? Well, no, I guess it wasn't.
I don't think it was that old. Remember? It was just so cheaply made.
And badly
that
made, yeah.
It was, I mean, it was just an inferno that no one had a chance.
72 people
horrible.
Died in this thing. The complaint reads, in part, almost 2 years after investigation, we've revealed the unambiguous truth was inflicted upon the population of Grenfell by U.S. corporations and their defiance of safety. Well, the inspectors over there, what do you mean? What are you talking about? They could say yes or no to allowing people to use that stuff. So, well, anyway, there's some action as a result of that tragedy. It's 21 after the hour here on the DJV Show.
My-
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here comes the story of Eric Kane, the man the authorities came to play for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world.
Disc companion set to Rolling Thunder. The Rolling Thunder review is Martin Scorsese's baby, the Bob Dylan story. This companion set just arrived in stores. Dylan's team is already looking ahead to their next archival project just as this comes into the surface. He said, quote, "We're thinking about possibly doing work in Nashville from John Wesley Harding through the Johnny Cash sessions as the next bootleg series. The outtakes from that period have never been heard. The exact period they're looking at begins with 3 days it took to record John Wesley Harding in October or November 1967, continues with the 8 days it took to record Nashville Skyline in February 1969. Of special interest to Bob Dylan collectors is the fifth day of the Nashville Skyline Sessions, February 18, 1969, when Dylan was joined in the studio by Johnny Cash. Listen to this.
All down her breast, see for me that her hair's hanging down. That's the way I remember.
The reworking of Girl from the North Country, this is the song, appears on Nashville Skyline. Much of what was recorded that day has never leaked out. Includes a duet on the Dylan-written Wanted Man, which Cash played at San Quentin just a week after the session. They also played Matchbox, Mystery Train, You're My Sunshine, Ring of Fire, Careless Love, Big River, some others as well. Unlike some of the recent bootleg series packages that compile every song in the Dylan vaults from key albums, this new set will only contain select tracks from the sessions, kind of a more curated manner. But they haven't set a release date in Victoria, apparently, for this.
No, not yet.
Yeah.
I didn't know that Bob Dylan wrote Wanted Man.
I didn't
Because I've seen the whole San Quentin stuff, and I've heard the album, you know, with Johnny Cash, but I didn't know he wrote that. That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and I didn't realize that they collaborated at all. Interesting.
Well, I didn't either. That's also news to me.
Yeah, right. Just for a second, let's listen to this term.
By Nellie Johnson, Wanted Man in this next town, but I've had all that I wanted.
Nothing better for me in terms of just thinking out loud than the music created by Johnny Cash. I'm a much bigger fan of Johnny Cash's than Bob Dylan, although I kind of like Bob Dylan's music for a while. But Cash really
I love Bob Dylan's writing, and I like how other artists like listening to this with Johnny Cash. I like how other artists have interpreted his writing.
Yeah, yeah. Good observation. Speaking of observing, time for Garth Brooks. Garth has enlisted the help of Blake Shelton for his new single, Dive Bar, the song which is only available on country radio until it'll be sold as a single on Amazon Prime Day, which takes place sometime, I guess, mid-July. Garth says he was struck by Shelton's performance of God's Country during the Academy Country Music Awards back in April. He then decided to reach out to him directly about a possible collaboration. So Brooks and Shelton are scheduled to make the song's live debut together at the Brooks Stadium Tour stop in Boise, Idaho. Takes place tonight. Dive Bar will be featured on Brooks' upcoming album, Fun. So they're going to sing this tonight, is that the idea?
Yeah. It's hitting country radio today, so if you've got a country station around you and you want to catch it, definitely listen today. And then if you're lucky enough to be at the concert tonight, it'll be cool.
Good. 28 after the hour on the DJV program. If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
AncientLifeOil.com. For your CBD needs, just remember, AncientLifeOil.com. What does it do for the body, you ask? I can't say, do the people in the suits that run the industry. Big Pharma's all over CBD because of its you know what I mean. Research the benefits of CBD on Google and come back to AncientLifeOil.com and purchase your CBD today. Non-GMO and all organic. You don't want to be using a petroleum product. You want to be using the cleanest CBD product on the market, AncientLifeOil.com. We even have CBD for your pet. Help your pet's discomfort. Help your discomfort. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Newly reduced prices to pass off the savings to the most important person, you. AncientLifeOil.com. And one more thing, we have topicals too. So if you have joint pain and some different issues that are going on in your body, you might.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's 2020 re-election campaign is officially underway. The president telling a huge crowd at a rally in Orlando last night he is ready to keep America great.
Together we're breaking the most sacred rule in Washington politics. We are keeping our promises to the American people. Because my only special interest is you. I don't have a special interest. I don't care.
Trump saying his administration has restored a broken federal government, and he cited the strong national economy and said nobody has done what we have done in 2.5 years. Suicide rates among American teens rising, especially among boys. Between 2015 and 2017, the annual rise exceeded 14%. And this is USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
At the hour here on the DJV program. Jennifer is gone to the other to her next adventure. Victoria Keenan is here. Kara Schillen here. We're going to do some food news. What's your favorite pizza, Kara? Favorite pizza topping, maybe? Or not, just what's your favorite pizza?
The classic margarita is my favorite.
Margarita pizza? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's got the giant pieces.
No, he's thinking tequila. No, margarita means that it's fresh mozz and fresh tomatoes and fresh basil on top.
Oh, okay. I never heard it referred to that way.
Victoria, would drink a margarita with my
margarita. Yeah, he literally, I can hear it in his voice. He went right to margarita?
Margarita? All right, so what is the, what's your favorite, Victoria?
I love a margarita pizza, too, if it's done in a brick oven style. And if not, like if you go into a pizza, like a regular pizza place, then I like a thin crust traditional, just mozzarella and tomato. Yeah.
Okay, so 1,000 people, this sounds like an addition to a Family Feud. 1,000 people were asked what's their favorite pizza. 53% said pepperoni.
Yeah, selected pretty classic.
As their top, well, here are the top three. Pepperoni, 53%. Sausage, 34%. Mushrooms, 31%. Bacon, 20%. Mozzarella cheese, 20%. Olives and chicken, ugh. Pineapple on your, no.
I love pineapple on pizza. So that's my,
you do?
Really?
Yeah.
So if I'm going, so my favorite Italian place is like legitimately owned by Italians, like very, very Italian
really
style.
Italian.
The margherita pizza that I have, it's brick oven. It tastes essentially exactly the same as the pizza I actually had in Italy. So that's my preferred place to go. But if I'm just ordering from like a, I don't know, fast food pizza place, yeah, I love it. Pepperoni, and I don't like ham, so I don't get the full-on Hawaiian, but I like pepperoni and pineapple. And don't judge me. Other people like it, too. It's delicious.
Well, you've got a good salty-sweet thing,
yeah,
thing
exactly.
going. So you mix pepperoni with pineapple?
Mm-hmm.
That's probably better than, I mean, I don't eat meat, but that's probably a better blend than ham with pineapple.
I just don't like
gross.
Ham.
Yeah.
All right, next up, water that tastes like wine. Sounds like a chapter of the Bible. Jesus turning water into wine. Now is available here in our country. It's called Ovine. Clever. Tastes like wine, but it's completely non-alcoholic. Wine Water Limited, company from Israel, launched Ovine last year at the Summer Fancy Food Show in New York City. Ovine, described as a natural beverage that's actually an infusion of grape skin and seeds, that are left over from the winemaking process. Made from the part of the grape that would normally go to waste during the winemaking process, Ovine has the same antioxidants found in wine without the alcohol content. Ovine.
It's a genius concept if it tastes good.
Yeah, I'm
because you're getting all the good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really curious to see how it tastes. I asked Victoria a few weeks ago if she'd ever had non-alcoholic wine, and the response I got was kind of like, no, like, why would I drink that? But
both
of my sisters are pregnant, and one of them really enjoys wine, and that's been a frustrating thing for her, is not being able to drink it. And there are a couple different brands that make non-alcoholic wine, but it basically tastes like really overly sweet grape juice. And for anyone who really enjoys wine, that's like, ugh, that's disgusting.
No,
but I like sweet grape juice. That's right for me.
Yeah, so that's perfect for you. You don't
perfect
drink wine,
me.
So you would love grape juice. Great. But, I'd be really curious to see what this tastes like.
Yeah,
I mean,
really.
Yes, I mean, she's only pregnant for another 2 weeks, but maybe I'll see if I can get some, see if she'll like it.
Can't she just have a regular glass of wine at this point? The baby's cooked.
Yeah,
you know?
Right?
I mean, it's ready, so...
Well,
in Europe,
very,
they do. In
she
the
has
last,
a very
like,
European
so.
Mentality, so
yeah.
I won't tell you whether or not she's had a glass or two throughout her pregnancy, but you can maybe guess.
All right, so there's an update on what Beyond Meat is doing. You know the concept of Beyond Meat. They're selling...
The Impossible Burgers, right? From,
right.
From Burger King?
Yep. Well, they're selling a new meatier version of the Beyond Burger. Company says it is a source of complete protein, looks like meat... Tastes like meat, and it, well, if it, huh? If it smells, if it, what is the, what's the expression? If it quacks like a duck, looks like a duck, it's probably a duck. So one wonders how far they're having to push this in order to make it appealing to people who want just meat, and they don't want to have the other stuff that goes with meat. This new burger has a combination of coconut oil and cocoa to imitate the look and taste of marbling, which is the fatty speck that you get in meat. Really? Coconut oil and cocoa? Huh? Burger uses apple extract so that it browns more as it's cooking. Burger has 20 grams of protein. Let's see here. It has pea, mung bean, and rice protein. It's a new source of complete protein, so they say. Beyond Meat sales tripled last quarter because of what you were talking about with regard to Burger King, Victoria. And so now you can buy these burgers in Whole Foods, Kroger, Safeway, Publix Markets, Wegmans, Target, and Sprouts. Huh. The label...
I've noticed there are a lot more people are definitely curious about this. They're trying it, and I don't know. I haven't... I looked in our freezer because I was wondering if we actually have anything. We've got the Beyond Crumbles, and they kind of look like ground beef, and that's what we use for tacos. But I don't know that I'd want to bite into an entire fake burger I mean, that's just me because I don't want, like, the meat. I'm not into that. But a lot of people are experimenting more with Meatless Monday. I don't know if you've heard about that, but that's a huge social media campaign. And, Michael Bloomberg was just, this past Monday, he was on Instagram talking about Meatless Monday, and he's really been pushing for it because it really cuts down on the carbon footprint. So if the whole planet went meatless every Monday, we would be in a much different position than we are now.
All right, this is, I don't know, good news or bad news if you're a Chick-fil-A fan. What makes their classic chicken sandwiches so popular? Some people say it's the crispy coating. Others say it's the tangy pickles. Some people say it's that they use peanut oil to fry the chicken fillet. There's an ingredient in particular that Chick-fil-A uses that is not found in McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King chicken. The ingredient is monosodium glutamate, MSG. Many people think MSG is only found in Chinese food. But apparently it's been used as well. Well, you can get it in Doritos and some of the Hidden Valley Ranch dressings.
MSG. In all the worst processed foods, it's MSG is there. I was really surprised when I heard about this with Chick-fil-A because I didn't think anyone had an MSG in their food since, like, the 80s. MSG is just, I don't know, it's not good for you. So
nope.
If you're eating a lot of Chick-fil-A.
Not good. Nope. The Fair Life Dairy Company, mostly Midwestern in the grocery stores in the Midwest, they have pulled products distributed by Fair Life Dairy after a shocking video revealing consistent abuse of calves at one of their Indiana dairy farms. It was all over social media this past week. The footage taken from inside the dairy operation at Fair Oak Farm, owned by the founder of the dairy company Fair Life, made public after an undercover investigation was taken on by the animal rights group Animal Recovery Mission. And in the video it says employees observed slapping, kicking, punching, pushing, throwing, and slamming calves around. Calves were stabbed and beaten, hit in the mouth and face. There's no, these people should be put.
I hope everyone listens to this, and we should post this on social media too, because this to me is an absolute legitimate cause for a ban on Fair Life. That's ridiculous.
It ought to be something that we post on the American Family Farmer Show website and the DJV Show website. I do an hourly program and a podcast every week called the American Family Farmer Show. You can be sure we'll talk about this on this week's edition. But yes, let's post the video on the DJV Show website and American
as a dairy farmer yourself, is there any reason or excuse for for treating cows or calves this way?
No, only if you're sick and demented and you're just a bad human being. This is not. There's no excuse for any of this stuff. These are simple, sweet animals that come into this world. And all they really want is the same thing that most animals, two-legged or four-legged, want. Attention and love. They are very affectionate animals. They're very sweet. And these people, I would like to castrate these people. That's what I think. Cause I don't know. Whatever anger it is, whatever issues they have, whatever makes people think that this is okay or they enjoy it, these people are sick. The group said the footage was taken by an undercover investigator, recorded the animal abuse while working at Fair Oaks Farms, which is 75 miles south of Chicago. Disgusting.
Yep.
Disgusting, disgusting, disgusting. All right, 44 at the hour here. We'll celebrate Juneteenth in a matter of moments. First, the question, are you missing out on the benefits of healthy testosterone levels? GNC, the nation's largest specialty vitamin retailer, says that it has awarded its annual product, product brand, the brand of the year, to NuGenix. NuGenix. This is a product, top-selling brand in the men's health and vitality category. You know, as you get older, it's tougher and tougher to keep up. Maybe you're struggling with your workout. Maybe you feel sluggish. Maybe you're seeing progress in the mirror that's not that's going downhill, not uphill. Your energy and performance levels may be as intense now if you're putting the right things into your body. Otherwise, they're not as intense. Improving as you grow older happens by boosting your testosterone, gentlemen. In short, testosterone helps a man still be a man. Your bloodstream contains two types of testosterone, free testosterone, bonded testosterone. I don't want to get into the weeds too much here, but suffice it to say that if you're on Nugenix, you will have the time of your life, given your age. How about we get you to try a free bottle of award-winning Nugenix? Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Be on your way to a more confident you. All you have to do is text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Simple. Text FORCE to 321-321 for your real bottle of award-winning Nugenix. Comes to you free, texting FORCE to 321-321. CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your healthy sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Juneteenth. Today is Juneteenth. Marks the end of slavery in our country. Commemorates African-American freedom, emphasizing education and achievement. Texas actually became the final state to comply with the abolition of slavery in 1865, more than 2 years after Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation. General Gordon Granger arrived in the city of Galveston to make the announcement on June 19th, 1865. Attempts to explain this two-and-a-half-year delay have varied, even though they were officially made aware of the Emancipation Proclamation. Many slaves stayed with their masters as paid hands. Of those who chose to leave their former owners, some were tracked down and actually killed. A columnist for the Globe at that time, Rene Graham, wrote that Juneteenth deserves an elevated status, noting that many African Americans regard the nation's July 4th holiday with deep ambivalence. Well, I don't know whether that's fair
enough.
It's
true in my set, for sure.
Is it? Yeah.
It's a conflict, yeah.
Mm. All right, interesting info, though, that's for sure. 10 before the hour on the DJV Show.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals. And they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Terminology and the theme that we ought not to be airing if we have a lot of people listening that are purists. However, I suppose maybe if they're listening to this program, they ought not to be purists. Nothing pure about this exercise. However, it is meant for families in general. That's a great conversation, including a focus on entertainment and movies. Chuck Curry is here, knows more about movies. I'm not supposed to, what, DVDs, nobody pays any attention. Well, no, there are DVDs around.
Yeah, right? They're still around. Yeah, they are. Right. When we started on the show, there was VHS, though, I think. It was just DVD. I don't even know if DVD was out yet. Just barely.
Yes, just barely. All right, so we're playing the theme from The Sopranos for some good reason, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, it was announced yesterday via social media, Twitter, that the production has wrapped on The Sopranos prequel movie titled The Many Saints of Newark. The storyline will take place in the 1960s and focus on one of the main characters being the young Tony Soprano, played by the late James Gangliafini's his son is playing
him too.
As a younger man. Yeah. And actually, in this day in film and movie history, James Gangliafini passed away of a heart attack. I believe he was in his only in his 50s, which is a real bummer.
58 or 59. He just did a movie with Julia Roberts, as I recall.
He did.
Playing kind of a bad guy, that's memory serves me correctly. Gandolfini.
He got the role of a lifetime when he was cast as Tony Soprano. I also liked him against type in a movie called The Castle with Robert Redford back in, like, I think it was released in 2001 or 2002. I like that film a lot, actually.
All right. All right, so there we go. There's the story on that. What do we have going on? What else, movie news-wise?
This is an interesting story that I read yesterday. Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston made a original movie for Netflix titled Murder Mystery, and it drew the highest rating in the history of Netflix. 31 million people watched it in its opening weekend. That beat the Will Smith movie Bright, which did 11 million, and Sandra Bullock's Bird Box, which was very popular on Netflix, 26 million in his first week. So those who say Adam Sandler is yesterday's news, he signed a deal with Netflix about 4 years ago to do his movies only for Netflix, and he's still very popular in that format.
We actually saw this movie on Monday night.
Yeah, what do you think? What do you think?
It's really fun. I loved it. We had zero expectations because Adam Sandler's been making bombs, but they had great chemistry together, he and Jennifer Aniston, and the scenery's gorgeous. It's like a modern spin on Murder on the Orient Express. And the guy who was Gaston, Kara, what's his real name?
Luke Evans.
Luke Evans. He's in it too, and he's wonderful.
Oh, okay.
It's really good. It's definitely worth checking out.
All right, that's a good endorsement, actually, because you're a tough crowd.
I am.
I think so.
Anyway,
some other news.
Yeah.
Some other news. Godzilla, King of the Monsters, going to tap out at around $400 million worldwide, which is considered pretty. So if I would have to think that the studio has to be a little bit nervous because they have, in another year, Godzilla vs. Kong coming out. Although I have to believe...
Didn't they already do that? Didn't Kong already fight Godzilla in some other movie?
That was a long, 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 long time ago.
Well, this movie must be terrible because my 18-year-old cousin, who's a total jock and was excited to see this, he walked out halfway through.
Really?
It was so bad, he walked out.
Stupid.
I don't think it was terrible. It's just not, it's mediocre at best. But it just didn't have people going to theaters in droves to see. These type of movies need to do $700-800 million worldwide because the budgets are like $200 million, not even counting the marketing course. This day in movie history, Doug, 1992, June 19th, Batman Returns, the last film which Michael Keaton played the character of Bruce Wayne Batman, hit theaters. Michelle Pfeiffer played Catwoman. I thought she was awesome. And Danny DeVito was the Penguin. I thought he did a fantastic job. I'm a big fan of that film. A real Tim Burton movie. Batman Returns opened this day in 92.
I saw that last night, Field of Dreams, got revived on theater screens all around the country.
Are you starting a theater?
The anniversary. I wanted to go, but I couldn't get finished with the farm in time. I wanted to go see it. Did you play it? I thought maybe you'd play it on your theater.
I did not. Actually, about a year ago, I did a revival screening of it for a week. I absolutely love that film. It was one of my old-time favorite movies. Yeah, and Kevin Costner is just a perfect, and so is James Earl Jones. It's great.
He is. Right. So Cuba Gooding Jr. is accused of sexual assault by a number of women. Is that at the end of his career? Is he done?
I didn't see the story, so I don't want to comment on it. Don't know.
Really?
Do not know.
Okay, well, that's all right.
I don't know.
Fair enough.
These stories keep popping up every other day.
I know. That's right. It's kind of sad, actually. Chuck Curry on the DJV program, 50.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.